From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, you're listening to Idaho Matters, and I'm Gemma Gaudette. Okay, it is no secret that our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, loves Shakespeare and the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. So when he found out that Sarah Bruner was going to direct Romeo and Juliet, which opens this weekend, he had to sit down with her and with Angela Otura, who plays Juliet in this production, because he wanted to find out more. So let's take a listen to their conversation.
What must be, shall be. Romeo and Juliet, indeed history's greatest love story, returns to us this summer at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, and we are delighted to talk a bit about that with Sarah Bruner, who delighted us time and again as, well, as Juliet and Ariel and Rosalind and Catherine, so much more, and as associate artistic director, indeed a creative force, and we are the happy recipients. We remember the wonderful Angela Otura as Miranda in The Tempest last summer, and she's back to be a Juliet for 2022. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, George.
Sarah, well, how many times have you played Juliet?
Oh, you know, maybe just three, I think.
Just three.
Yeah, just three. I think my first ever professional gig, I think, was actually Juliet. I did a tour of it back in 1998. Uh-huh. And then I think I played Juliet here twice.
Yep.
Maybe. And actually now that I'm saying it, I think maybe I did it on tour again. So maybe four times total. And then I played Mercutio at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in 2019 or 2018.
At least from where I sit, this is a slam dunk. Of course, Sarah Bruner should direct Romeo and Juliet, but I'm curious what your first thoughts were, if there was hesitation or you were really anxious to take on this production. So when this first was floated as an idea to you, what were you thinking?
I'm always anxious. So that's a given. Okay. I'm always anxious. I'm always excited. And I always ask myself, okay, how do I get my head straight so that my fears and my anxieties just about the creative process and everything that it entails doesn't get in the way of me doing the best work that I can? And I don't know, maybe as you can imagine with Romeo and Juliet, there are a few extra hurdles because it is just so dang famous that the level of expectation is just different with it. You know, if you're doing a new play, nobody knows what to expect and they come in wide-eyed, but a lot of people have a lot of favorite moments, favorite versions of Romeo and Juliet, and that definitely changes my job.
Angela, I'm going to ask how you might see Juliet. Some may see her as innocent. I think she may be the smartest character that Shakespeare ever penned, certainly focused, but who is Juliet to you?
To me, Juliet is very smart, young, but very, very smart, mm-hmm. and somebody with a very strong will. She knows how to use her skills and her words and to get what she wants and to get where she wants to be. And I also think I don't want to use the word fearless, but extremely courageous. Mm-hmm. She's very, very, very brave, which is very hard to be. It's very hard to be. It's easier to be fearless than to be brave, than to be scared and do the things that you have to do. And I think she does that.
Sarah, do you endorse that?
Yeah, I endorse it 100%. And George, I think you're right that Juliet is probably the smartest person in the canon. And Shakespeare just does her so much justice with how she's written through and through. She just, her thought process is brilliant. And it's such a joy to listen to it unfold live on stage.
Sarah, we are a cynical lot, at least in 2022. But yet we still seek some honesty, some purity.
Yeah, we are cynical, and we certainly all have reasons to be cynical, coming from many directions. To me, Romeo and Juliet is a play about pure love, real love, and young love at the center of a world that has become so divisive, so binary, so non-communicative that love doesn't have any healthy fuel to grow in a direction that it could. You know, if the ancient grudge didn't exist between the Capulets and the Montagues, their story would have been completely different. It wouldn't be a love story that was happening inside a pressure cooker over the course of 3 days, and things could have been very different. But Romeo and Juliet, the play itself, and the characters are some of Shakespeare's most human characters, I think, in the canon. They are so wildly realistic in their humor, in their history, and in the way that they exhibit love toward one another. And Romeo and Juliet exemplify that in the purest sense, because they meet one another with a simplicity and they start sharing a common language. Literally, they start finishing each other's sentences in sonnet form and make a connection that first is about a communication connection and then turns into a physical connection, and see what is best in one another and just simply take joy in being in one another's company in the most simple way possible, which is all, to me, the greatest love is just like Juliet has a line about it. I do love thy company. And then Romeo responds and saying, this is my home. You know, like those are really simple lines that Shakespeare has that really encapsulate what love is at its simplest and purest before crunchy, mean, cruel life gets in the way.
I'm going to ask you both. Well, first of all, Angela, how do you fall in love with someone on stage?
How do you fall in love with someone on stage? Just being present and genuine, and I think excited, because love is exciting, and the falling in love feels exciting, and it feels like you're running a marathon on the inside, but you're keeping it together on the outside. So it's just being excited to be in the same place at the same time as the person across from you is falling in love on stage. It's very much simpler than the expectations of it.
Wow. I'm going to ask you both the same question. Angela, you go first. Do you think it's possible to see someone and fall in love with someone without knowing who that person is?
I think it is possible to fall in love with the potential of what that person could bring to your life. Falling in love with the idea of somebody, that specific person, being in your life for longer than that moment.
Sarah, what do you think?
I have to believe in it. Those things that can feel like a little bit of magic in the world, like love at first sight, I have to believe in it, because what's the fun of all of this anyway, you know? I certainly felt that way about my wife when I met her. There was an unspoken, there was a sixth sense, there was some other thing that occurred that was beyond my senses that just kind of dropped in inside of me. So absolutely.
Wow. Well, Sarah, we certainly bring great expectations this particular summer to the amphitheater. So what are you and your colleagues bringing?
We're bringing joy. We're bringing humor. We are offering up a mirror to humanity, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're here to help you feel seen by exhibiting all the multitudinous emotions that one experiences in life. And we're here to bring together a living group of human beings all in the same space to watch a story starting in daylight and ending in the beautiful evening at the amphitheater.
Angela, what are you bringing?
I'm bringing a lot of vulnerability, a lot of excitement to share the story, and a lot of just hope.
Hope is good. Sarah, what's the best advice you ever got about coping with the heat on stage in Idaho?
I don't know if I've ever gotten any good advice, honestly.
I have heard stories of articles of a wardrobe being frozen before they're put on. I don't know if they're true or not, but there have to be certain things that you absolutely must or must not do.
I mean, you have to take, I just had this talk with the actors. You have to take care of yourself like you're an athlete, and you have to prepare days ahead of time. Because if you show up to the amphitheater tonight, for example, and it's a 100 and whatever, if you start chugging water, then it's too late. Then you have to prep your body. But it's true, George, we have, you know, we have an awesome costume shop and wardrobe team, and they will build undergarments that you can't see on stage that are underneath costumes that hold ice packs in important places.
It is true.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Angela, how are you in the heat?
I am great. I feel like I'm one big, like, perspirant person. I breathe very well.
George, though, it is the perfect play because, as you know, Romeo and Juliet, part of why things go so sideways in this world is because what we hear about the heat is now these hot days is the mad blood stirring. So it's meant to be a world full of sweaty, agitated people who are out of breath and half dying.
The sun goes down. The lights come up on Romeo and Juliet at the amphitheater of the Idaho Shakespeare Festival running through July 30th. Sarah, Angela, have a grand time. Great good luck to you. And thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, George. Always a pleasure.
And remember, Romeo and Juliet opens this weekend at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival.